Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we uplift your soul and mind and spirit by teaching of God's Word.
Hi, this is John Edmiston. Welcome to the program as we go through my book, Biblical EQ, How to Become an Emotionally Intelligent Christian, How to Be Masterful in Life. And we're looking at one of the key components in human personality, and is that is the human spirit. You've all heard of the Holy Spirit. Well, you also are body, soul, and spirit, and you have a human spirit that can be damaged. And we see that when people get too stressed by life or something affects them, their human spirit can be damaged. We'll be looking at 22 different kinds of ways. The Bible says that the human spirit can be turned away from God or damaged or embittered in some way. And that's going to be a fascinating study. I wonder if I can get through all 22 in the program. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we call upon you for your grace, peace, and wisdom. And as we come to understand the complexities that we are as human beings, the infinite world that we are as human beings, give us wisdom and let your word speak to us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Well, your body, soul, and spirit. The spirit's the eternal part of you. It's binary. It's either on or off. You're either saved or unsaved. You're either filled with the spirit or not filled with the spirit. It doesn't have the ups and downs of the soul. So the spirit has a deep memory. The memories in the spiritual part of you echo inside your being for your whole life. It's the framework for your personality. So if someone has a bitter spirit, their whole personality is filled with bitterness. But if someone has a joyful spirit, their whole personal orientation is towards joyfulness. And so let's look at what the Bible says are some of the things that can get into people. And we're not talking about demons now. We're talking about damage inside the human being. So number one, a spirit of jealousy. A person with a spirit of jealousy has an orientation, life orientation towards jealousy. And they see the world the wrong way. They're always competitive. They're always envy and strife. That's in Numbers 5:14. A hardened and obstinate spirit, like the Pharisees in Deuteronomy 2:30. And this was the king of Heshbon wouldn't let Israel through because he had an obstinate spirit, a spirit of ill will, a malicious person. And Abimelech and the men of Shechem, and so they were nasty people. They had people of ill will, a sorrowful spirit. This is Hannah as she was weeping and wailing about being childless. She had a sorrowful spirit. A distressing spirit from the Lord came upon King Saul. Remember, he would go mad. He would go raging mad. He would be distressed. But in this case, it was an external spirit that came on Saul. And he eventually ended up with a distressing spirit in his life, a sullen spirit. And this is Ahab, the husband of Jezebel, the nasty Jezebel, the witch. Okay. And 1 Kings 2:15, but Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said to him, "Why is your spirit so sullen that you eat no food?" So he had become sullen, miserable, and disconsolate over the fact that he couldn't get his next door neighbor's vineyard. Next thing, a poison spirit in Job. Quite a few quotes here in Job. "For the arrows of the Almighty are within me. My spirit drinks in their poison. The terrors of God are arrayed against me." This is someone who's been through so much misfortune that they feel their spirit within them is poisoned. Their whole life has been ruined in some way. And their mind and their heart feel as if they have been poisoned by the arrows of God. And then in Job 15:13. And this is the friends coming and giving not very good advice to Job. It says, "A spirit turned against God, that you turn your spirit against God and let such words go out of your mouth." In this case, Job was so distressed that his human spirit was starting to rebel against God and say things. And sometimes that can happen to us when we've been badly hurt. Our spirit can turn against God. We can throw a temper tantrum against God, but God forgave Job when he prayed for his friends, and we need to be sure that we don't turn our spirit against God in times of disappointment and pain. A broken spirit, here's Job. "My spirit is broken, my days are extinguished, the grave is ready for me." other words, she's a life force. Your spirit gives you your life force, your enthusiasm, and your strength. His life force was broken within him, and he was ready to go to the grave. And then, and so here, and further on in Job, we come to that last character, the guy who speaks at the end, the young man, and he has a hasty and compelling spirit. For I am full of words, the spirit within me compels me. And haven't you met those people? A hasty and compelling spirit. They've got to talk, they've got to talk, they've got to talk, they've got to talk. They've got to get their word in, they've got to get their opinion in. They don't stop, they don't think, and blah, 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 blah. And they give everyone a big lecture about everything. So they have this hasty and compelling spirit within them. We're up to 11, we're halfway through. Tick, tick, tick goes the clock. An unfaithful spirit, Psalm 78, verse 8, and may not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not set its heart aright and whose spirit was not faithful to God. So we had a generation of people in the wilderness whose spirit was not faithful to God. They kept thinking about themselves all day long. They weren't loyal to God, and their spirit was an unfaithful, unreliable, not very good orientation in life. A spirit that's overwhelmed by trouble, Psalm 142. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then you knew my path. In the way which I walk, they have secretly set a snare for me. So here King David, or whoever wrote that psalm, is talking about life just being too tough. Their spirit is overwhelmed. The core of their being is awash with trials, troubles, and grief. Haven't you cried out to God in those situations? And that's what the psalms are for. To help us when our spirit is overwhelmed within us. A failing spirit, Psalm 143, verse 7. Answer me speedily, O Lord, my spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit. That's number 14. The spirit is failing. They're trying to get their breath in life, and they're just overwhelmed, and they feel like they're falling over on the inside all the time. They get up in the morning, they don't even know that they can get through the day because their spirit has fouled within them. If you feel like that, Jesus is your rock and your refuge. A haughty spirit, Proverbs 16, verse 18. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Have you seen someone with a haughty spirit? They walk around through the supermarket, la-di-da-di-da. Everyone's inferior to them and they speak down to the cashier. And they are so proud of themselves and they drive a certain kind of car and have a certain kind of mannerism. The haughty spirit, that kind of haughty spirit goes before a fall. An uncontrolled spirit, Proverbs 25, 28 in the NKJV. All of this is from the NKJV. Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. So these people don't have any control over their own spirit. Whatever comes into their mind, they think, and they just feel this, feel that, do this, do that. They don't have any control over the core of their being. And their being is just running this way and that. It's unreliable, they're unreliable, and they don't have any boundaries in life. They have no buffer against all the forces of life, and so they're like a city without walls. They're boundaryless. 17, a perverse spirit, Isaiah 19, 14. The Lord has mingled a perverse spirit in her midst, and they have caused Egypt to err in all her work as a drunken man staggers in his vomit. Have you seen a perverse spirit operating in some areas of today's culture where everything is just like a drunken man in his vomit? Everything's wicked, perverse, and disgusting. Well, that is a perverse spirit can enter into the minds of people or a whole nation. And a perverse spirit can live in people's hearts and minds. And I think we've all met someone with a perverse spirit along the way whose mind is twisted and warped. And they are worthless people, but God can still redeem them through Jesus Christ. A spirit of deep sleep, Isaiah 29:10. The Lord has poured out on you the spirit of deep sleep and has closed your eyes, namely the prophets, and has covered your heads, namely the seers. So he's talking about Israel here, saying they're deep in spiritual sleep. They're unable to wake up to spiritual reality and be saved and repent. And there are people like that who don't get the prophetic word, who don't read the Bible, who don't get into spiritual things, and they're not interested in this and they're not interested in that. We need to pray for their spiritual eyes and ears to be open and for them to awake out of their spiritual sleep and be saved. There's lots of people around America who need to be woken up out of their spiritual sleep. An errant spirit, Isaiah 29:24. Those who also erred in spirit will come to understanding, and those who complained will learn doctrine. So we find that when revival comes, when the Holy Spirit comes, those who had erred in spirit, who had gone astray, who perhaps sought after the New Age and things like that, they will come to understanding. And that's a promise of the Lord. Repentance will bring understanding. We can pray for revival in the United States. A spirit of heaviness, Isaiah 61:3. To console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And that is a spirit that crushes your bones with disappointment, pain, and instead God's going to turn your life around and give you a garment of praise instead. That will be the sovereign work of the Lord, and you will be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. 21, a grieved spirit, Isaiah 65:14. Behold, my servants shall sing for joy of heart, but you shall cry for sorrow of heart and wail for grief of spirit. These are the people rebelling against God who thought they're rich and powerful. And the prophet says, or God says, the servants of the Lord will be joyful. They will sing for joy. But those who have oppressed the righteous, those who have thought that they were rich and powerful and all the rest, they will cry for sorrow of heart and grief of spirit. They will realize that they are about to be cast into the pit of hell. And then finally in Ezekiel, a merely human spirit. Thus says the Lord God, woe to the foolish prophets who follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. And today we have false prophets around that see false prophecies instead of the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And these false prophets need to be rebuked. They're just speaking out of their own notions, their own politics, their own crazy ideas, and they're not speaking the word of the Lord. They're not causing people to come to repentance. Instead, they're sowing all sorts of wrong doctrines, crazy ideas, extreme politics, conspiracy theories, and all the rest. So, summarizing this, the human spirit can take many different states. The state of your spirit is the quality of your life. The state of your human spirit is the quality of your life. And if you're constantly irritated, if you're constantly angry or depressed, it may be that you're under some form of spiritual oppression. You need to be liberated. You need to pray or have other people pray so that you will be transformed in your mind, heart, and spirit. So we're going to call out to the Lord. Now, Lord, I pray for everyone on this broadcast that they may hear the Lord Jesus Christ, that their spirit will be lifted up, that the Lord may be glorified in all things. And we pray that you will turn people's spirits around in Jesus' name. Bless everyone on this broadcast. And you want to find out more, my book, Biblical EQ, at biblicaleq.com.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. Please visit his website, eternityradio.org. where you can send in your prayer requests and support this worldwide Bible teaching radio ministry. Remember, eternityradio.org.